Are you ready? Hey there, you are listening to Think Tank Millionaire Podcast, where on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you get an unfiltered, raw, and authentic conversation about the challenges of being an entrepreneur and tips and tricks on how you can scale your business to the next level. If you are looking to scale your business, then get ready to buckle up. Introducing our host, Alexa D'Agostino.
Hello and welcome to Think Tank Millionaire Podcast, a podcast where we have real entrepreneurs talking about real problems and giving you real solutions on how to fix them to scale your business to the next level. Hello, I'm Alexa D'Agostino and I am one of your hosts today of Millionaire Podcast. So today we're going to be discussing communities and why it is so important. This is actually one of my favorite topics because I've talked a lot about how failure can actually help you grow and actually help your business scale. And one of my biggest failed partnerships ever actually taught me the biggest lesson I've ever learned in business, which was why communities are so important. I never really understood the importance of community before that partnership, and it taught me a whole new world, and it made me look at things with such a different view and lens, and now I do things so differently because of that. So I'm grateful for that, and this is why I always tell everybody, failures are actually so important in business and so important in life because you can learn so much from them. And so today, I am joined by my amazing co-host, Tanya Mara, who's also my badass business partner. She is our VP of client and strategy on our agency side that we literally just scaled that business to $1 million in 90 days. I'm still like in awe about that. And our incredible coaching program, Passionate CEO, where she helps our students pretty much with everything, but a lot of processes, automation, offer building, personal brand, and much, much more. So she's just a badass. If you've been listening, you already know that because she just drops these value bombs. It's like crazy. And I'm also joined by one of our funniest clients ever, Robin Douglas. It's been so amazing working side by side with Robin. Like, she's just so incredible. And I want, Robin, I want you to tell our audience who you are, what you do, because it is just so incredible what you're doing. So why don't you let everyone know?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. This is such a great honor. So I'm Robin Douglas, and I run a community. Duh. And I really, really believe super, super strongly in communities. And my community happens to be women who are coming out later in life. I also have a podcast, and that's coming out late podcast. And really, I just provide value and a sense of belonging to women who are coming out later in life.
And that's just an understatement, right? It's like, and before we dig in, I do have some housekeeping stuff, but you know, just to Robin, your point, it's like Robin has built a community of like-minded people that have very similar problems and have very similar ways of thinking and have very like similar desires, right? They want community, they want friends, they want to meet other people. And that to me is just so incredible in what you're doing because it takes a lot of freaking time to build a community.
It really does. It takes a lot of time, and it's so important to offer them value. You know, they do want a sense of belonging. They do need a safe place where they can go and talk about their problems, their issues, their pain points. They want to network with other people, know that they're not alone, other like-minded people. You know, it's the way of the future. I mean, for businesses, and it's not just external community. You know, you've got businesses that need internal communities as well. So it goes across the board.
Yeah. And before we dig in, I want to do some housekeeping stuff. And then I'm going to dig right in because I have so many questions for you, Robin, to dig into community. So before we dig in, we will be hosting $1,000 giveaway, $1,000 towards one listener. That is one a month we're going to be giving away to our coaching program. That is 7 and 8 figure coaches. Yes, it's like incredible, right? So you can learn more on how to actually enter this contest at thinktankmillionairepodcast.com. The link is also in the show notes. And also the last thing is for those that are listening, I'm really excited. We're at this only a few weeks away from going to Vegas. I'm so freaking excited. This actually might even be filled by the time this airs, but it's going to be amazing. So our revenue accelerator, all of our coaches are going to be there. I have now booked 7 millionaires that are going to be sitting in the room. It's going to be incredible networking. We're going to teach you everything you need to know to multiply your revenue and create a more profitable you, because you can have a business that makes $1 million and still have no profit, right? So we want to make sure that you're building a $1 million business, but you're also profitable and you're making money too. So if you want more information, go to thinktankevents.com. The link is also in the show notes. So, all right, back to community. I'm going to be honest. I think the number one thing that is underrated in business is community. No one ever really thinks, I'm going to start a business. I'm going to create a community. And they don't really understand, in my opinion, how important it is, because there's not that many people building communities. So I think that it's actually one of the superpowers of successful businesses. So first, you're the leader in the community. So you're automatically an authority to these people. The second reason is because you're bringing like-minded people together that all want the same thing or need the same thing. Third, you're putting your ideal customers in a community. Like, you can't beat that. And last and most important, you're changing lives, right? If you're building the right community, you're changing lives. So why do both of you feel community is so important?
I'll go first. You know, it's so important because in today's climate and the way things are going in terms of just our world, I think people need to feel connected. They need to feel like they belong someplace. You know, even with shared interests and commonalities, and especially after COVID being, you know, sequestered to our homes, they are starving for that sense of community and belonging. So, you know, if your company can provide a place for them to go with other like-minded people and rally around, whether you have a product or a service, it's great for their mental health. It gives them a purpose and a sense of contribution. It's a place where they can set goals and develop new skills. They feel acceptance. They feel recognition. It can increase their social networks. It's a safe place to share. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I think it's a superpower today because so few companies have been doing it in the past. But it's absolutely vital to, I think, the growth and health of not only your customer base, but your business as well.
I love that, Robin. I totally agree. You know, I'm going to talk more in a business sense about community. You know, building a strong community is so critical to every single business, right? I'll say it again. Building community is literally so critical for every single business today, right? Because when we think about your content, right? Your content is what's going to attract people, right? Your offer is what's going to get them in the door. But your community is what is going to make them stay, right? It's what's going to make them stay. A community is so important, right? It's the source, like you said, Robin, for social connection and a sense of belonging. But when we have a sense of community, right? The bonded attitudes, the values, the goals, this is the secret sauce and the secret ingredients to sustainability of not only your audience, and not only your business, but of a legacy that you may want to leave behind.
Yeah, I mean, I think about our coaching community, right? People come to us because of our background and our success, right? We're wildly successful. We're able to scale businesses. We've done this, blah, blah, blah. But why people stay really is the community, which include the coaches, but it's the whole community and people, because as you mentioned, people want to feel belong, but they also want to feel connected and rally around something. And in our case, everyone's rallying around growing and scaling their business. So I agree. I think community is what makes everybody stay, but it's really, you have to have something to entice somebody to come in, right? And then the community is what makes them feel bound to stay with you. I mean, I look at, if you think about our coaching program, right? So we have about an 80% retention rate, which is incredible. And the coaching industry, I mean, 30% is the retention rate. And if you think about it, Tanya, like, we don't always invite people to stay, right? And that's just it's just the truth. I'm just putting it out there. And there's a number of different reasons, whether we don't feel we can help that person, or they haven't really grown how we want them, or they haven't contributed to our community. There's a number of different things that we put on the list of people we want to keep in our community. And I mean, if you think back the last 12 months, a majority of people did not stay. We did not invite back. Right. So it's pretty incredible the amount of success we have, considering that we still don't invite a lot of people back. And so the community is precious too. And that's why we're so protective. I mean, we turned down, we were actually looking at our success rate. So we closed about 13.5% of our leads. And it's so low because we say no to like half the people that we meet. If we don't feel like they're going to fit in our community, we don't take their money, like, period. It's just that important.
I absolutely agree with that, Alexa. And, you know, you touched on something subliminally. Your community needs to be sincere. It's got to come from the top down, and it's got to be sincere. You need to care about the people in your community, whether it's your coaching students or whether it's your clients that are buying your products and services. You know, you can't just say, oh, I have a community and let it be. You've got to care about these people, and you've got to want to give them value and want them to, you know, you want to provide enough value so that they want to stay as well.
I love that, Robin. And I'm sure we're going to get into a little bit of how to build a community. But since we're on the topic of how to keep a community, and I totally agree, Robin, you do have to be so purpose driven, right? But you have to be so deliberate, like we were, like Alex was mentioning, in your decision about your community and its culture, right? You have to be deliberate and consistent in that, right? And when you keep your focus on the purpose and your members, and you empower your members and you involve your members, your community is going to stay with you, right? But I love that, Robin.
I mean, it's no secret. If you look at companies who built awesome communities, they're crazy thriving right now, right? I mean, look at like Salesforce, ClickFunnels, GoPro, Airbnb, Starbucks, PlayStation, Harley Davidson. Like, there's so many examples of places that have built amazing communities around their offers. And guess what? Now their communities are selling their products for them, right? It's like, look at ClickFunnels. How many people are literally out selling ClickFunnels for ClickFunnels? Like, they've built this crazy community. So you mentioned one thing, Robin, you said that needs to be a sincere community, but what else do you think these companies are doing to make successful communities?
I think they're offering them a great deal of value, you know, and that could be early access into a product or a service. It could be that when they're in their community, they're not surrounded and bombarded by ads, advertisements. It could mean that they have they get access to, you know, inside information or uncut versions of and outtakes of videos and audios. You know, maybe they have first access to events. You treat them as special as they are because they're your biggest fans, and your biggest fans will then turn into ambassadors for your business, just like you said with ClickFunnels. So, you know, they give them newsletter, they get newsletters, they give them blogs, they give them information, research, opportunities to learn. So it's not just all about, you know, you're not pitching them, you're participating with them. You know, businesses that have communities and do it well don't pitch their members, they participate with their members. And it's got to be consistent. You need to be consistent and be accessible to your members.
I look at like a Salesforce, right? They built this community around support. And so now they have this huge support community, and you have people that have created jobs out of supporting Salesforce, but now they're selling Salesforce because they want you to use Salesforce so you can hire them, right? But it's this supportive group of people that love Salesforce, and they've done a number of different things in their community to make you feel like you're a part of it, right? They name their community the Trailblazers, right? So they have like a special name for it, and they have like great branding around it. It's fun and lively. They host events where they give value, but they also have social events. So now you're meeting other people that are in Salesforce, and it becomes almost like an addiction, right? Look at Harley Davidson, same thing. Like, it's, they sell products, right? But at the end of the day, when I think of them, I think of it as almost a community of people. I don't even think of it as selling products at all. I think it was like, oh, they're all part of, you know, the Harley Davidson community, right? And so I don't even think of that as a product, to be honest with you, right? Think about
it. It's a culture.
It's a culture. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's really the other key too, is that with the members in your community, it shouldn't feel like it's a business. You know, it should feel like a family or a group or a culture. And what you'll find, too, is that the members of the community begin to reach out to one another, help one another. You know, it's help build each other up as well, too.
When I think about, you know, the foundation parts, right, of building community, we talked a little bit about forming identity, right, and really knowing who you want to attract in the culture, right? I feel like that's one. Then it's earning the trust, right? You have to get buy-in from the community. But then it's fueling them, right? That's three, fueling the participation like we talked about. But I think a very, very important part is four, is not just the reward, but really validating, right, from the members that they're getting value. Because we may think we're giving lots of value. We have to get validation from those members, right? And that's like rinse and repeat.
So value, fuel, validate. That's pretty powerful right there. So let's jump in now. All right. So Tanya already like kind of kicked it off and kind of, I think she also has access to the script, so she might have jumped ahead a little bit.
Come on.
Cheater. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So I'm a listener. I have no freaking idea how to start and build a community, right? All right. You convinced me, Robin, Alex, and Tanya, I need a community, but where do I start? What do I do?
That's a great question. And that's obviously where, you know, everything begins is where do I start? Where do I find my people? And the first place, I mean, social media is where I live and my community lives. And you need to find out where they hang out. What are their interests? What do they like doing? Where do they hang out on social media? And then you need to go there and hang out with them. And again, it goes back to don't pitch them, but participate. Comment on their on their posts and just get to know them. You know, show up every single day. It's a daily activity, and you need to find where they are in social media and hang out with them as you would if you went to a party.
I love that, Robin. And I think about the very beginning part, right? We talk about this in our program is the passion of purpose, right? The passion, you may have a passion for something, right? And that's the fuel, but the purpose is what's going to be the vehicle, right? And I think the very beginning is figuring out your purpose. What are you going to be bringing to the community? And what's the pain points of the community, right? And really identify, this is an important part, who's going to be those founding members, right? Who do you want to be that foundation members to start with? And I think that's really an important piece. Because everybody in the community, like we said, we're super picky, and it's important who's in that community.
That is so, so true. It is so important. And just like Alexa pointed out, that not everybody stays in her community, you know? Not everybody stays in my community either. I've got some really, like, super fans, you know, people who just say, what can I do to help? What can I, you know, how can I support you? And, you know, whether it's my podcast, I say go in there and rate it and review it and but there are people that can be sour apples too, you know, that are just in there and really ruin the culture of your community. And those people, you know, you don't want to keep them around because you want to protect. I'm big on protecting the people, the members in my community, really big on that. And I've had incidences where I've had to ask people to leave the community, and you know, it's not pleasant, but it's what makes your community special. It's what keeps the people that you want there around. So it's really important to really protect your culture.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's a misperception that you need to have a huge number. Yes, obviously growth over time, but it's really the quality of the people that you have in there. And you can't be afraid to remove people. And I have to be honest, when I first started Passion, I was so worried about the numbers, and like wanting to keep everybody in. And the more I learned about community, like it takes one person to ruin an entire community, one bad egg, and you can't have that. And so I learned the hard way to trust my gut when someone's not the right fit and just remove them. It's worth it. You'll find somebody else to replace that person. And it's not worth it to have, you know, somebody put into your community that is ultimately not going to add value for everyone else. And it's just going to suck the life out of them. Right. And so important. So absolutely loved everything that we talked about today. I think we got to have another podcast episode digging more into the details of how to actually get this done. So I think it's always important to summarize here. So I'm going to quickly summarize the most important points from this episode. Right. So the reason why you want community is because you're bringing like-minded people together. Right. And now you don't want to sell these people. You want to participate with them. You want to build trust. You want people to join your community because they feel connected. They rally around something. Maybe it's your product. Maybe it's your service. Maybe it's you know, building a business or whatever. You're bringing people together. They're rallying around something together. And the community is what makes people stay with you. So it has to be sincere, and you have to provide value. And I loved what Tanya said. You got to provide value, then you got to fuel it, then you got to validate by the members. So incredible feedback there. And find out where these people hang out and participate. Don't pitch, participate. So those were the main things that I picked up from today in this amazing conversation. So I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. If you want access to all of our podcast episodes, you can go to thinktankmillionairepodcast.com. And if you're interested to learn more about our invite-only coaching program, you could go to thinktankcoaching.com and learn more. If you're interested to go to Vegas and all the other things that I shared earlier, everything is in the show notes, everyone. So you can go to the show notes. All the links are there. Make sure to subscribe as well so that you can make sure to get our weekly episodes on how to scale your business to the next level. We have some incredible guests coming up in the next couple of weeks, and I hope to see you next week. And thank you, Robin, for this awesome, awesome episode.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you all soon. Well, I'm going to take you to the next one. Welcome.